Coinbase is testing AI agents modeled after its legendary ex-employees. Coinbase CEO Brian Armstrong said the company is testing internal AI agents modeled on former employees who were considered top performers during their time at the firm. The agents are being piloted inside the same channels where staff already work, Slack and email, and are designed to respond the way a human colleague would. The disclosure came through a Cointelegraph post on April 20, 2026, citing Armstrong's recent comments. The news landed while crypto markets were soft. Bitcoin traded at $74,380, 1.7% in 24 hours, and Ether at 2,081, 2.8%, as of April 20, 2026, with the Fear and Greed Index at 51 neutral. A corporate internal tooling story would normally be a curiosity, but the framing here, AI modeled on specific named ex-employees, is unusual enough to stand on its own. An internal tool, not a customer product, Armstrong described the agents as teammates that participate in routine workflows. They receive messages in Slack, draft replies in email, and are addressed by their own names rather than as bots. The model is trained on the output, documentation, and patterns of former employees who left the company on good terms and whose decision-making was considered valuable enough to replicate. This is not the same as the customer-facing support chatbots that most crypto firms have run for years. Those are trained on FAQs and help center docs. These are shaped by the work of specific individuals, which is a different category of training data and a different category of liability. Armstrong has not said whether the former employees have signed off on the use of their historical output, though the framing as a positive tribute suggests some degree of coordination. Why Coinbase is experimenting here? First, Coinbase has been unusually public about using AI internally. Armstrong previously said roughly half of the company's code is now written by AI, and he has asked engineering managers to measure productivity on the assumption that AI tooling is already a baseline. The former employee agents extend that logic from code to knowledge work, routing questions, drafting responses, and pattern matching against how a specific person used to answer. The underlying bet is that the hardest part of running a large exchange is not writing individual software features. It is retaining the institutional memory that senior people carry out the door when they leave. If an agent can absorb how a specific staffer handled a compliance escalation or how another approached a product spec, the company keeps something that is normally lost. The risks the tweet did not mention. There are several that a short announcement cannot cover. An agent trained on one person's output inherits that person's blind spots and biases. A legendary former employee who shipped fast but cut corners on review will produce an agent that does the same inside a regulated exchange at machine speed. Coinbase is an SEC-registered public company and a state-chartered custodian in multiple jurisdictions, and an agent operating inside Slack and email is, in effect, making procedural decisions on behalf of the firm. Attribution is another problem. If an agent drafts an email that a regulator later reads as misleading, the question of who authored it matters. The former employee? The engineer who trained the model? The person whose name appears on the outgoing message? None of these questions have clean answers yet, and none were addressed in the announcement. What this means for the rest of crypto Coinbase moves set a reference point for other large exchanges. If this pilot succeeds and gets rolled out broadly, expect competitors to copy the structure fast. Binance, Kraken, and Gemini all operate at a size where institutional memory loss is a real cost center. For smaller firms, the cost of training a custom agent on one person's historical work is high, but off-the-shelf tooling is closing that gap quickly. For the end user, little changes immediately. Support queues are still handled by the existing chat systems. The agents described in the announcement are internal-facing, not customer-facing. But the direction of travel is clear. The companies that custody and spend crypto on behalf of users are steadily replacing the human judgment layer with trained models, and Coinbase has now given that replacement a specific face, the former teammate, who already knew how to handle this kind of question.